He's the father of modern urinalysis, Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
That's a historical tidbit. Here with us tonight, folks, is our entertainment correspondent. She's not so new to Hollywood, but new enough, but she's an old hand at entertaining. She works as a prostitute here in town. Welcome, Svetlana Maximus.
Too much blow last night, Mark. You sound horrible.
Come on. No, I'm sick.
You melted your sinuses.
No, I'm sick.
It's horrible.
No,
I don't buy it. I can see the blood.
No, it's the old days. I'm not doing any blow.
Studio 54.
Oh, yeah.
With a mesh tank top. I know you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was me. That was back in the old days. Back in the day. So how have you been?
I've been fantastic. Speaking of Studio 54, I just go back from New York.
Nice.
I was there for a week. It's such a sexual city, Mark.
Yeah.
The hormones are practically oozing out of the sidewalk.
Oh, yeah.
I was walking down Canal Street, two rats copulating broad daylight.
Nice.
Unbelievable. It's like real, but not. But no, without the song.
Why were you in New York?
Well, it is a very important occasion. There's a big party Al Gore was having for his documentary, Inconvenient Truth.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of it, right?
I saw it.
You have?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And he asked me to come to entertain some guests and support. And I'll be honest, Mark.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go because Al's parties are always so boring.
Really?
Nobody wants to have sex. They just want to play word games.
Oh, yeah.
Half an hour they're discussing Will Shorts. You know him. Such an ugly nebbish I've never seen in my life.
Yeah.
No wonder he's making career of crossword puzzles, I'm telling you. But Al had a very important movie, and since I'm a big supporter of keeping this country cold and functioning, I decided to go help promote, and I promised him I'd bring every influential person I know to see
now,
the movie.
Is he a nice guy, Al Gore?
He's okay, got great facial profile.
Yes, he does.
I mean, in the movie, if you remember, there were about 50 shots of him staring into space sinking. You know, those sinking shots.
Yeah.
And they were very effective.
Yeah.
Mostly because he has fabulous nose and great complexion.
Yeah, very good.
Really pleasant skin tone. It makes you listen.
Yes.
You know, think of Edward James Olmos. Could not promote global warming.
No.
The gaping holes in his cheeks.
No. And a lot of graphs in the movie. A lot of, like, and starts down here and whoa.
Lots of, like, and elevators and fuzzy animation. Animation not so crazy about.
Yeah.
The frogs. Get use real frog.
It was cute.
I don't like. But, you know, this man has passion. Where was his passion a few years ago? I don't know. But better late than never.
Yeah, sure.
Maybe
not,
though. Instead of ruling the free world, you're making little movies about temperature. So maybe it's not, you know, I don't know. What can I tell you?
But anyway,
the point of the movie is, Mark, the crap has hit the fan.
Yes.
And if we don't act soon, everything is going to melt.
Right.
Now, I have to say, there were a few weird things. Maybe I'm nitpicking. Is that how you say it?
Nitpicking.
Because besides the cheesy animation, he did a good job. But he did say at one point, he said, the ice caps are melting. Right, the glaciers.
Yeah.
And any more melting and New York City will be flooded. Now, how did he emphasize this? He said the World Trade Center Memorial would be underwater. Now, do you remember this?
Yes, I saw it.
This is important monument, precious to many people, but it is now a gaping hole.
Yes.
It's not an effective deterrent for people. You tell the buildings are gone. If you say Macy's will be underwater, then they start reciting.
Well, that's interesting. And now with all this controversy around Ann Coulter with the World Trade Center widows.
I would say whore, but you know what? That's the pot calling the teapot.
No, it would be demeaning to your profession to call her a whore.
Yes, I would use another word, but let's not. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'll give you a secret, Mark.
Yeah.
Client. She would never admit it, but for years she would nudge me. I'm lonely. I don't feel sexual. She had this little donkey mask she liked to wear.
Oh.
It drove me crazy. The sounds she would make so shrill. I wanted to smack her.
I think she has an eating disorder.
She looks like a...
A man. Does she have a penis? Tell me the truth. Does she have a penis?
It's a little one.
Yeah.
It's some sort of androgynous...
Hermaphroditic.
Hermaphrodite.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And Coulter. And Coulter. Excuse me. I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's take it back.
Yeah,
but anyway, the point is, all lunatic bashing aside, this is a very important movie to see, and I've already taken several clients to see it. And the good thing is, Mark, they give practical tips to save the planet.
Yeah.
I don't remember what they are. Something like use scooters.
Scooters.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Stop mining coal in your yard.
Mining coal in your yard. And don't let the glaciers in your living room melt or something.
Yeah, try to keep those glaciers cold.
I have to say, so I'm planning on throwing away my Chevy Impala and my Ford Crown Vic and buying a cheap Japanese vehicle.
Yeah, one of those small ones.
I have to give away the velour padding and the dice, but that's the price you pay.
Is that going
to
hurt your business?
Possibly. A lot goes on. Japanese vehicle, they're small men and small devices. It's easier in a Hyundai.
You might be able to draw a whole new clientele with a Prius. You know, I mean, you might get a new sort of environmental friendly clientele.
Vegans, they smell like garlic and tofu. I can't handle this.
Yeah, but you could grow your hair out again and you wouldn't have to shave.
That could be fun, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of waxing. But I don't even recycle my water bottles. Mark, I'm horrible.
Okay,
I'm horrible.
All right. Well, that's too bad.
But I have to tell you, this week in New York was not all fun and games.
Okay.
As my father always taught me, Svetlana, a day without suffering is not worth living.
Yeah, I follow that.
In accordance with that, I went to see Da Vinci Code.
Okay.
Horrible.
Yeah, I had no idea what it was talking about.
And I'm not saying satanic because I don't agree with his views on the church. Of course Jesus had lover. Of course they had kids. He's Jewish.
Yeah.
You know these guys? Yeah. They stoop like rabbits. They have 66 children. Yeah. Jesus won't have a few toddlers.
Yeah.
Come on.
A lot.
Come on.
Sure.
The point is, this movie is crap, and I'm not telling you anything new.
No.
I should have known better. You know. Now, I'm not a big reader, Mark. I'm not. I'm more of a visual, tactile person.
Yeah,
it's my profession. There's no time
touch someone.
Reveal shorts, right?
Yeah.
But 2 years ago, when I got the gift basket from the NRA, they had the Da Vinci Code inside right by the pork rinds.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, okay, why not?
Yeah.
Read it.
Yeah.
So I fired up the barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And I sat down and I read the whole thing in less than 2 hours. The most imbecilic writing I've ever experienced. Let me give you an example.
Sure.
This is how he creates suspense. Yes?
Okay, here we go.
Langdon opens the door. He could not believe what he saw. Dot, 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 end of chapter.
That's it?
This is the suspense.
And
next chapter. Here we go.
Right, okay.
She asked him a question. He answered. She could not believe what the answer was. It was so shocking, she was shocked. Dot, 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 end of chapter.
No, oh, it's awful.
And you want to turn the page? No, you want to burn the book,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. But Ian McKellen, huh?
Ian McKellen, John Reno, fantastic. And the guy with the great ass, I forgot his name, the albino guy.
Yeah.
Great ass. Every time I went back to Tom Hanks, I said, no, get back the albino with the great ass. It's much more interesting than your weird hairline.
And with the beating, did that do anything for
it
you?
It did a lot. Well, you know, it's common praise.
It's part of your
Tuesday
job.
Afternoon for me. You know, a cup of chai and some lettuce.
Yeah.
But I did like the thing he had on his, that little spike. I don't know where you get those.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the chain mesh, the thing
that... I like it.
Yeah, maybe
it's
you can
fantastic.
Find it. You should go to some dungeon supply house or
maybe.
Website.
Maybe. Let's call Ann Coulter. Maybe she has supplies. Anyway, the point is that I have to go, Mark, because... I have to install some solar panels for my hot water bidet.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm going environmental all the way.
That's good, and maybe a Prius.
Maybe not.
All right, Svetlana, mishmash.
He says, ease up on the blow.
Okay, it's not... All right. It's not blow, but I'll ease up on whatever it is. Thank you for being here. I love you.
I love you.
It's nice to see you. We will be back to talk about some things. Stay with us.